Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. Diane, welcome. You're on with Ron Rhodes.
Well, thank you, Susie and Ron. I have a good girlfriend. She's very religious, but she prays to Mary, and I ask her why she can't just pray to God directly, and she says, well, if you pray to Mary, she's got more clout in getting her prayers answered, and I'm saddened for her, and I don't know if there's a scripture verse I can share with her, but I don't know if that would help because she doesn't read the Bible. Is there anything I can, you know, give her light on this or anything you can say for me to share with her?
Thanks, Diane.
Well, I so appreciate you calling. That is an important issue that I'm sure many other people are wondering about as well. And let me just say right up front, that I've got two books that deal with that kind of stuff, exclusively. One is the 10 most important things you can say to a Catholic, and the other is Reasoning from the Scriptures with Catholics. And of course, I love Catholics. You know, I've got family members who are Catholics. I want to reach out to them and make sure they understand the gospel. But prayer to Mary is just one of the issues that I do deal with. And here's the thing: prayer is a form of worship. And so prayer, you know, if you're praying to somebody aside from God, that's really a form of worship being rendered to a human being. And according to Scripture, in Luke chapter 1, you know, I think starting around verse 40 or 41 on through the rest of the chapter, it's kind of interesting in the Magnificat, which is Mary's song, where she talks about her need of the Savior. She recognizes that she is a sinner in need of the Savior. And while I think that Mary is blessed among all women, like Scripture says, she is not the co-redemptrix and the co-mediatrix like, Catholics would like to say. And it's been said that Christ is the head of the church, but Mary is the neck and turns the head whichever way she wants. Well, that's really not in Scripture. And 1 Timothy 2:5 tells us that there's one mediator between man and God, and that is Jesus Christ and him alone. 1 Timothy 2, verse 5. So I would start there, and then if you want a lot more information, then my books can help you a great deal on all that. And again, the goal is to reach them lovingly with the truth of Scripture. Like I said, I love Catholics and would like to see everybody understand that Jesus Christ is not only the mediator, but he is the sole redeemer of our souls.
Well said, well said.